brother and sister. I miss you, Guy, very much. I hope that after everybody gets a vaccine, we can come back to the church to worship God together. This morning, I'm going to share the topic about how deep are God's wisdom. If you read the Bible or church history, you will find a very interesting phenomenon. That is, God often used some weak people, but they rely on God's grace to be able to complete the task God gives them. We know Paul, he is very knowledgeable, and he is very strong, and he is satisfied with his own religion life. So he thinks what he has done is right. In the eyes of Paul, the Christian faith is basically a heresy. Paul thinks by himself, acts for God. Paul continued to persecute the Christian. Until one day, Paul met the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus. It turned out that Jesus is the true and the living God. Paul's entire life was turned over. In the past, Paul has been living in the situation of the self-righteousness. However, when he faced the living Lord Jesus, Paul completely surrendered under the Lord's control. Among the 13 letters written by Paul, God's grace is mentioned at least 100 times. Paul was not only redeemed by God's grace, but Paul lived what was splendidly in God's grace. The Paul could be very strong because he lived in God's grace. For Paul, the Christian life is the grace of God to us from the beginning to end. If you ask me, hey, Pastor, what specific grace is there? There are at least three aspects. The first one, our mind is depend on our God. The Isaiah says, in quietness and trust is your strength. If you want to get a strength, you need to feel the peace and trust your Lord. The second grace that God gives us is our physical are healthy and have no big problems. Because the Lord has protected us, we want to thank the Lord for his protection. The third grace God gives us is each cell group in our church has established a strong support system. In a difficult time, we do have the strong support system, and we have the strong support system, especially in this difficult time. So the God did give us at least three aspects. That's the three graces we mentioned above. Overall, the current environment looks very bad. We don't need to worry too much because our God promised he will take care of us. So we need to have the faith in the Lord. Let's think it very carefully. We know we will more rely on God when we are in a difficulty. If we stay in our comfort zone, a lot of times we won't remember the God's grace. We don't remember that God protects us. Only during the difficult time we will know we cannot rely on our own self. We really rely on our God, rely on our brother, sister, and we work together with support sister so we can overcome the difficulty. So that means especially during the difficult time, we will more rely on our God. And during the difficult time, we will more cherish the grace that God given us. Paul experienced many graces. So in Romans chapter 11, the Paul came to a crucial. Let's look at the verses 33 to 36. I want everybody, when you read these verses, just bring yourself into the time of the Paul to imagine what kind of situation at that time. As the verse is 33, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of the God, how unsearchable his judgment and his path beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? From him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. So from those verses, Paul exclaimed a great admiration from his heart. It's just amazing. The reason why Paul exclaimed such admiration was not because he personally experienced so much grace, but also because Paul had gone to the third level of the heaven. Because the Paul had gone to the third level of the heaven, and he personally witnessed so wonderful things in the heaven. So the Paul has the deep understanding of the God who is. So the Paul will explain such admiration. And moreover, Paul also discovered many wonderful things. So verse 33, preaching about three things about the God. The first thing, they preaching about the riches of the God in three aspects. We talk about the God's wisdom and knowledge. The second thing, we talk about the God's judgment. And you did know, everybody, we have our ability to judge. And God also has his judgment. And the third thing, we also talking about is the God's way. The God's way. And why Paul in the verse 33 preaching about the three things? Because the Paul tried to express what it was God's plan of the salvation for the world. We know the Paul, we know the God, the first chose the Jewish nation to become his people. But when the Jews refused to accept the Messiah, the gospel was preached to the Gentile, and then the gospel returned to the Jew. We know in the Paul's time, only few nations that will really understand what is the plan of the gospel. That Let's read the verses 33 and 36 again. We know the verses 33 and 36. Actually, this is the point to share. And let's look at our slide. They talk about, on this point, they highlight the three structures. In these three, in this verse, on the verse 33, if we study the verse 33 to 36 carefully, they explain the God's greatness with the three, the rhetorical the question here. He is talking about the God is how great, especially on the verse 33 to 36. God has a great amazing about how great is our God. And you can see from all these verses, you can see the Paul really personally witnessed how great the God is. Especially in the verse 36, I want to share this part. On the 36th, we know the glory is belong to the God, but the God cannot tolerate the human use their glory to themselves and not give their glory to the God, and that's the God cannot accept that. And we need to know all the graces is from the God. Today we can live, and we have a such good church, and we have the good worship band. We have the good children's Sunday school. We have the good youth fellowship. And all these three aspects is all from God. If we recognize all these good things, all these benefits, and we all know it's all from God. Let's go back to the verse 33 again. Let us focus on the three aspects of the God's wisdom, God's judgment, and the God's way. When we read all these three things, what is your first reaction? Many people have to ask such question. Well, they would say, since God is the omniscient, why did God make Lucifer, the archangel, and then he fell into the devil, and he bring one third is all the stars fall on the earth, and they all become to the devil. And isn't the next series of the incidents God causing trouble for himself? You know, the human, national, and the logical thinking. Maybe we can ask this question. We can ask this way. By the other hand, our rational and the logical thinking also will ask, doesn't God know it? If those of us who are created by God will ask the such question, doesn't the God who made us really know what he is doing? So we must admit our limitation. We do not know now. That doesn't mean we will never know in the future. Because when we all go to see the Lord, Jesus one day, then truth will become clear. Right now, let's read Deuteronomy, the chapter 29, verse 29. The secret things belong to the Lord, our God. But what has been revealed belongs to us and to our children forever, so that we might observe the words of this law. So this is the chapter 29, verse 29. It's very easy to memorize. Right? So in here, they tell us there's one thing to hide from us. There's only one thing revealed to us, and that's because he knows we can bear it. If anything we cannot bear it, the God won't give to us. We don't have to guess it, we don't have to think deep, because the things we need to know, the God will reveal it to us. By himself. All right. So this is very important. From the young generation, we need to reveal, tell them the truth. Let them know what is the real truth from God. We need to study hard to know the God's word and to teach to our young generation. But not only we need to study the God's word, we also need to add it out according to the God's word. So we are not only just to earn their knowledge only. We need to encourage each other and to put into the action. And actually, a lot of people agree, our physical life, on this indefinite planet, actually our human life is really like a tiny piece of the dust. It's gone in a moment. So how blessed are we as the children of God today? Because whatever we have been given is the light of the truth. So from the time we were born until we die, even until the eternity, we know we got all the grace from our God. Just like today, the hymn, the song we sing today. Here talking about we have non-stopping prayers. We have every prayer to our God. So in our life, we definitely for sure, because we will continue to experience the God's grace. So right now, let's read the verse 34. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? This sentence is the rhetorical sentence pattern. It means, who is smarter than God, who really becomes the God's advisor? Of course not. Why did Paul make such rhetorical words? Because he is quoting Isaiah chapter 40, verses 13. So let's read the Isaiah, the verse 13. Let me to you, who has strengthened the spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has taught him. On the Old Testament, the Isaiah says, who has strengthened the spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has taught him? Of course not. Let's continue to read the verses 14 to 15. Verse 14, with whom did he consult to enlighten and instruct him on the path of the justice, or who taught him knowledge and show him the way of the wisdom? Let's pay attention on the verse 15. Look, the nations are like a drop in the bucket, and a record of the dust on the scale. Look, he even lifts up the islands like a power. So if we use the verses 15 compared to the previous verse 13 and 14, so we will know our human life is really very, very small. So right now, after we read the Bible, we will know the Bible, the book, the truths of the Bible are constantly before and after. So today we can get a conclusion that God loves us very much. Because He loves us, He gave us His only Son to die for us. So we will know God loves us is very deep. So when we look at what the Paul do for the God, and so we think about we should do the same thing for our God. And you know, usually, you know, especially to the Chinese people, we are more passive. But so we need to transfer from the passive to the active, and we need to work for our Lord. Let's go back to look at the Romans chapter 11, verse 35. The verse 35 says, "Or who has given him something only to have him pay his debt?" In these verses, actually the Paul is quoted from the Job. And here we know the Paul is not only have the love to love God, he's also be familiar with the Old Testament. So from the Romans chapter 11, 35, it's quoted from the Job, the chapter 41, verse 11. Let's look at a slide for the verse 11. And we know in the Job, Jehovah to ask a lot of questions to the Job. So the verse 35 is quoted from the Job, the chapter 41:11. And here it is, the Jehovah saying, "Who can take me to court and be reconciled to me? All of the heaven is mine." And this is the word the Jehovah, or the question Jehovah, speak to the Job, because at a time he is in the suffering. And we know in the Job, the chapter 41, the God talk about himself. And you know, this is also a rhetorical question. The answer is that definitely no one can give God anything. We cannot imagine that man can give any benefit to God. Many people often ask, you see, did Jesus, the seller, betray our Lord? Don't you think that Judas actually is meant to help the Lord Jesus? Next time, if your friend or your relative asks you this question, did Judas betray the Lord actually is to help the Lord Jesus? How did you answer this question? And actually, I want to tell you, God already knows. God already knows what will happen. It doesn't matter what happens. God already knows what will happen, and God always has His way. He knows how to handle all the situations. God doesn't need a human help. Well, it is like we humans, do we need an ant to help us to build out our airplane, our old technology? You know, we don't need the ants to help us. Because we are the human, we have our intelligence to know how to build. We don't need an ant to help us to build out all this stuff. So if we understand this, we will know that God's wisdom and God's judgment is so amazing, and we cannot fathom how deep it is. So we must understand one truth. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. God never owes us any favors. So let me repeat again. Only the human, we all have the sin, and we all fall short of the glory of the God. And you know, the God doesn't have to kill us, but the God, because His own mercy, because He's the grace, so He doesn't want anybody to left behind. Based on His mercy, His grace, He doesn't want anybody to left behind. So He gave us His one only Son to die for us, to complete the plan of the salvation. So we really need to understand this, the true truth. And we have to spread this truth as like a gospel to our friend and relatives. So we have to recognize we are human. We have our own limitations. So we need to humble ourselves before our Lord. So right now you can know, in the beginning we have the COVID-19, the virus. But right now we know the virus has been mutated. So right now we got a different kind of COVID. We have the British mutated COVID, the virus. We also have the mutated COVID, the virus from the South Africa. So we know all this change. Don't God know it? Yes, God already knows it. And everything is under God's control. And you can know God still will watch over us here. Even all this, the mutated virus is so endangers our life, even more severe compared to the previous one. But we do know everything is under God's control. God still will protect us, watch over us here. Well, speaking of the humanity, one thing that reminds me is very interesting. There was 30 years ago, there was a very famous Chinese preacher. At that time, I just graduated from the cemetery. And he's very famous, so he often organized the large gathering in the United States, Canada, and Hong Kong. And one time, he shared with us privately. He said that intellectuals admire a person who has the knowledge. So if you want to attract the intellectuals, so when you preach the information, you should quote the words of the famous philosophers and the scientific at home and abroad. If you can quote a lot of words from the famous philosophers, and then many intellectuals will think, why your knowledge is so great. So the people will admire you. In fact, if there is a real need, it is no problem to quote some famous Chinese and foreign sayings. But if your motivation is to make others feel that we are very knowledgeable or we are the profoundest, well, this is another matter now. My personally, I study a lot, and I can read a lot of the book, and I can think very deep. But when we want to pass the message to the people, the message we need to express in a simple and understandable way. And whenever I pass the message, what I want to emphasize, focus, is our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not on me. So when others hear it, they can understand. Because the focus of our attention is always the Jesus Christ himself, especially his way of the salvation. So we must always ask for the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit to renew our mind so that we can understand the God's good will. So in this way, we can follow God's word and to act it out. In addition, I remember that John the Baptist say this word. He said, he must become greater, I must become less. John the Baptist, he knows very well. He says, the God must become greater. I, the John, must become less. And we know we are aging and one day we will die. But before we fail, before we age, before we die, we still have the opportunity to serve the Lord faithfully and diligently. Dear brother and sister, smart Christians know to seize every opportunity to serve God. We need to seize the God's kingdom and God's righteousness before everything, because whatever we need, the God will provide to us. We need to seek the God's kingdom and the God's righteousness first. And then you can lay back, because you know God gives a promise. He will give you anything the necessary we need. So I remind the brother, sister, we need to put God's things on the priority. Don't put God's things behind. Because as long as we serve our Lord faithfully and diligently, God will give you us a lot of blessings. So we realize our lives are very short. Therefore, the children of God, we should remind each other, we need to love our God with our heart, with our mind, with our strength. So we need to have this knowledge. And we want to thank you, the Lord, remind us this. So this is the Paul, right in the verses 33 to 36, to remind us about how God loves us so deeply. And let's go to look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 15 to 10. The Bible says, but by God's grace, I'm what I am, and his grace shown to me was not wasted. Instead, I work harder than all the others, not I, of course, but the God's grace that was with me. And we didn't know, because the God has this knowledge about the Lord, so his life has totally transformed. So the God tell you what I am today. Before, I thought I'm the self-righteous. I know I'm satisfied whatever I have. I have a confidence on myself at that time for the Paul. But after the Paul made a Jesus, his life has 100% totally changed, transformed. And that's because it's the God's grace. So let's think about our own life. Don't your life have to be transformed because you know God? Don't your life have been changed because we know God? And that's because the God's grace. So we need to recognize the grace that God gives to man is too wonderful and great. So let's continue on the Romans chapter 11 and the verse 36. Because the Paul said, for all things are from him, by him, and for him. Glory belongs to him forever. Amen. So let's look at the next slide here. Here's we need to understand what is the all thing, the relationship with our God. So the first thing, we talking about the from him. What's meaning from him? It expresses the will of the God, the sovereignty. You know, God has his own sovereignty. You know, we always emphasize what right you have. We say we have our right. I have this right, I have that right. But we know our God, he has his own sovereignty. The second thing, we talk about the through him. So what they mean, it explains the sovereign action of the God. God, he do whatever he say. The third thing, to him, it illustrates the God's sovereignty. Because the God, he has his own sovereignty, so he shows his glory. Because he can decide, he put into the action, and he keeps his promise. So this is our God's glory. And you can know the devil, Satan, they try to confuse the people. And they will try to let the people know you can rely on yourself. You can get a glory for yourself. And he tried to confuse the people. But we do know, actually, all the glory is to belong to our God. We need to give all the glory to our God. Because that is the all thing is from our God. It's through our God and to our God. So what did you see? We have to admire what God said. Oh, how deeply our God's riches and wisdom and knowledge. So no matter what kind of the hardship we face today, or how arrogant the evil forces are, we don't need to be afraid because we know that God's wisdom is greater than human wisdom. The God's way is higher than the human ways. Besides, the kingdoms on earth will pass. The kingdom of the God will last forever. So let us all work together for the kingdom of God. So that means we need to find the God's grace and put all our effort to spread the gospel to our God. Can we do that? Let's say hallelujah to our Lord. Let's pray together. Dear Father, we want to thank you. Give you the Romans chapter 11. Through the Romans chapter, you speak for us. We want to thank you. You give us your wisdom, your grace, and your wonderful work. We ask for God to strengthen our faith. And no matter how bad the whole situation, we firmly believe that God always reigns, always controls. Satan and devil know that his days are running out. So he's afraid that the world will now be chaotic. But we know that when the flood is over us, Jehovah is still sitting on the throne as king. We want to ask for God continue to guide us, to lead us, to walk on your way and have the blessing on us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.